is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go. Winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
Don't do that again,
we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go. Winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
What you playing for? Hey, what's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, 4 Minute Offense. Leading into week four, bro. Does it feel like we're in week four?
The season is moving, bro. Like,
it's definitely booking.
Yeah, it's moving.
Yes, it's in a space where we finally starting to figure out what these teams want to do and the role that all these players are getting. That's why it still feels early, because it wasn't magnified in my eyes, but. Yeah, bro, we almost a quarter in officially, bro. So this advice that we're giving is important, bro.
Yeah, I agree, man. On the front end, and the dust starting to settle, we're starting to see what's what, who's who. Roles are starting to be solidified in the offenses.
Big facts, man. So you know what this is. We come here to do the waiver wire run right now, tell you guys that may be next up due to injury or just breakout players, because we got a few, man. And then I actually just thought of one that we didn't discuss. I'm going to throw out there on the back end.
So, okay.
You know how we do? We got 4 minutes. We kind of just like to breeze through this thing. So at the 4 minute mark, when that alarm is going off, we going to stop. So, you know, I always ask you to go first, because I'm going to hit that start button. So Avo, do some cool DJ stuff and we about to get to it. You ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
All right, man. If you guys need a running back, let's go to Detroit. Mr. Jamal Williams. He's been involved all year. So he already has 4 touchdowns on the season. Last week, he had 20 carries, 24 fantasy points. They're thinking about resting DeAndre Swift for the next couple weeks up until the bye, so Jamal will take on the lead back row in that offense.
And you see that offense is moving now, so I like it. Let's get into talking about another guy that's going to be necessary because everybody's going down. Mr. Romeo Doubs, one of the talks of the offseason, man, just the rookie, and everybody's getting banged up, and he actually went out there and made plays, man, so... You know, playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback, man, he might be necessary. He caught all 8 of his targets this week. That's what's so fire. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers love to see that. So, if Sammy's out, Christian's out, Lazard's banged up, go get some Romeo Doubs if he's out there.
All right, man, let's go back to Detroit. So, if you missed out on Jamal Williams, hey, don't be sad about that. Get in on some Craig Reynolds. They do keep 2 running backs involved. I mean, we've seen Jamal play about half the snaps with Swift. So, if Swift's going to be out next couple of weeks, get some Craig Reynolds as a desperation flex play.
All right, I'm going to talk another running back just in case. Let's talk about the number one running back on the of the week, man. Mr. Khalil Herbert is looking like David Montgomery went down with a knee injury. I don't really know what's happening, but I think if he's out there and running, man, it's going to be more opportunity because Khalil eats into David Montgomery's opportunity, but who's eating into Khalil's now that David's gone? He has some real good matchups coming up, especially this week against the Texans. Giants next week. Minnesota's been getting eat up, man. The next 3 weeks, if David is out, Khalil's gonna ball out. So go get you some.
All right, man, let's go down to Arizona, man. I got a wide receiver for you guys, Mr. Greg Dortch. He's been balling all year long.
Yes,
so
sir.
13 points week one, 15 points week two. Last week, 17 points. He's taking on that Rondale Moore role and also a Hopkins out. There are definitely targets out there. He saw 10 targets last week, 9 targets week one, and he's also put up a touchdown. So, yeah, if you need a wide receiver for the next couple of weeks, run you some Greg Dortch.
Hey, he was part of one of your DFS lineups that whooped my ass, bro. You a jerk. All right, let's get into a receiver that played for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know how many times we'll be able to say that. Mr. Zay Jones, man, he's honestly just been a target monster. If you're in any kind of PPR, you have to play him and hope for some big play potential and some touchdown potential. But even not, you know, he's averaging, you know, 8 targets, 9 targets a game. So, you know, you respectfully want to take that, especially when they're clicking, bro. He's heavily involved. He's the number two. So, Mr. Zay Jones, man, and trust you some Trevor Lawrence because he's getting that ball out.
All right, man, I like to stay ahead of the curve, man. I got a running back for you guys. Look, let's go to Washington. Add you some Brian Robinson. I know he's out right now, but they're saying his recovery's going well, coming off the gunshot injuries or wounds. But he's eligible to play week 5. So, look, we're going into week 4. Let's get ahead of the curve, man. Stash him. Add him on your IR and then add another player or defense if you need it.
And I want to do the same thing Vic did. Get ahead of a player coming back, Michael Gallup. You probably should have started picking him up last week. Dak should be back in a couple of weeks. And Gallup was very, very close to playing this week. And he's sliding straight into the wide receiver two. Schultz is banged up. You know, they don't have many options out there. And you've seen what he can do when he's getting the attention. So I like me some Michael Gallup.
All right, bro. Any drops?
Man, well, you got some drops. Besides some injured guys, man, I don't, you know, Sammy Watkins. I always drop Sammy Watkins, bro. He's kind of just like one of those things. I got a couple players on the back end that might be necessary to, if you own the starter, you need to get these backups. You need to get Alexander Mattison. He's probably already owned, but if he's not, Dalvin's banged up, and he's always a top 12 player when he's out there playing. And Mr. Samaje Perine, man, we might not like it, but they love him, man. And they always find ways, end up getting him some plays. And if Mixon is not healthy, he's going to start. And Mixon was banged up that last quarter of the last game.
All right, 3 seconds left. Drop the entire Bears offense, not named David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert.
Damn.
A stat.
Okay. All right, man. Before we go out, let's do this. I'm Dynasty Bro Dot. Follow us. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And follow the main Instagram page, the Dynasty Bros FF. Hey, Vic, where can we follow you at?
At Chief Sosa FF. Also, you can be sure to follow the Dynasty Bros at Dynasty Bros FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you listen. Dynasty Bros FF, DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Follow me at Avo Love. Everywhere you can find me at, I'm there. Let's go.
DJ AVOLXVE.
Yeah, you got to spell that shit out, bro. People going to start looking for the OVE.
AVOLXVE, my bad. LXVE, love and value everything, love and value everyone. Let's go.
Do better. If you knew better, you do better.
Be better.
We the Dynasty Bro, showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style.
If you be better, you can see better.
All right, let's get up out of here. 3, 2, 1. Peace.
That was cool.
Yeah. Stop. Who is?